Hello.
Mr. Willie.
Yes, sir.
I saw where you called. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just finished reading it.
I saw. Okay.
One question I had, the part where chopping soldiers' ears, you say you have the inspection period, one or more inspections.
It's just more of a walkthrough, really. As long as it's not falling down, you know, we want it in as-is condition.
Right.
Go ahead.
That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Could you make your inspection now and before we even sign something, to make sure that you want it?
Well, no,
If the buyer is not satisfied with the finding of the inspections, you may attempt to rework or notify this agreement no later than 15 days after the inspection period has completed.
Sure. So after we, you know, just full disclosure, we do about 20, 30, you know, purchases a month. And we don't come out to the property unless we have a commitment from you. And, you know, if we go forward, you know, I know exactly where this house is at. Like I said, we have houses in the area. So as long as it's not falling down, we'll get out there immediately sometime during the week. And, you know, we'll be good to go as long as, you know, the foundation is good. You know, paint, carpet, anything else, you know, we're not worried about. We're just looking for, you know, major gaps. But, you know, it's a solid brick house, so I'm really not worried about anything.
Right. Yeah, that's the part I hate. Just like it's sold it is, though. I'm looking at donating. I mean, you're welcome to come look at it anytime before. But I don't want to sign any paperwork, then it ain't falling down. But, you know, then you back off because you didn't like this or like that or whatever.
No, I understand. Well, here's the thing. We're not going to, you know, try to go forward with you and then say, yeah, you know, we want a $30,000 reduction because, you know, this, that, and the other. You know, we're not going to ask you to fix things. So, you know, you say you want to do it. We're willing to do the 175 as long as it's not falling down. You know, I have to cover my end as well. I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, we'll get out there within a matter of days and, you know, we'll say, yeah, we're good to go, or, you know, you didn't disclose this on the phone. So,
right,
we're not looking to waste any time. We can't, you know, we can't come out to every house just to look at it, and then you may or may not do business with us. You know, that's not a good use of my time. It's not a good use of your time. So, if you want to do the 175, we'll do it. We'll be out there this week to take a look at it. But if not, you know, hey, man, we can't buy every house.
Right. All right. That's the part I'm not satisfied with. I'd rather you, like tomorrow, come and look at it, though. You don't check it out. It ain't falling apart. Let's go to work.
Well, how about this? To save both of our times, why don't you just let me put in the agreement? You may cancel this agreement at any time for any reason, because here's the thing. I don't want to do business with anyone that doesn't want to do business with me. And
right.
I'm not coming out there. I'm not going to come out there until I have an agreement. I mean, this is about an hour and a half away. That's about, you know, 4 hours out of my day, you know, and I'm doing 20 to 30 transactions a month. It's really time consuming, and I don't want to waste the time and resources if we're not going to go forward. So I'll take a risk, you know, in putting that in the paperwork, you know, and I will, you know, have high hopes of you being a man of your word and doing what you say you're going to do. But in the same regards, I'll, you know, ask you to do the same for me.
All right.
I mean, is that fair?
Yeah, it seems pretty fair.
Okay. So I'll put that in the agreement. Hang on.